Holly's Overproof Peppermint Schnapps is proud to present Candy Claw's Private Eye. She's a detective for hire who's not afraid to land on the naughty list. Episode 1, For Whom the Jingle Bell Tolls. Our story begins on a December night in Fairbanks, Alaska, in an apartment above a music store, with not a single Christmas decoration in sight.
The next caroler who knocks on my door is gonna need forceps to remove the handbell.
Good evening, ma'am.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the Fairbanks Police Department, I knew you'd be banging on my door one day, begging me for help. Guess you finally found a crime you couldn't solve without this town's gummiest shoe. What do you got for me? Double homicide? Triple homicide?
No.
Quadruple? My God.
Is this the residence of Candy Claws?
I'm Candy. This is my office.
There's a mattress and a hot plate back there.
Can I help you?
We've had complaints about a woman in an obscene Christmas sweater threatening carolers, and looking at your sweater, I think I may have my culprit.
Oh, so now it's obscene for a gingerbread man to love another gingerbread man while six more gingerbread men express their Yuletide spirit? What is this, Stonewall?
Ma'am, there are children down there.
There's one child, the soloist.
Well, his mother complained.
Ridiculous. I haven't threatened anyone.
So you didn't tell her that you would be happy to demonstrate a pa-rum-pa-pum-pum with your fists?
Unlike the person standing outside my window all day, that doesn't ring a bell.
You didn't tell her that you would, quote, stick her drumsticks where the sun don't shine?
It's December in Fairbanks. That could just be a field.
And I'm not talking about a field, lady. End quote.
They've been singing The Little Drummer Boy over and over outside my window for 4 hours. No jury would convict me.
You didn't tell her that you were going to, quote, punch her son's drum in, use it as a chamber pot, and bestow on the newborn king a gift of gold? End quote. Jesus, lady.
I know who the newborn king is.
Because I'm in a Christmas kind of spirit, I'm going to let you off with a warning. Do not engage the carolers. And put some duct tape on that sweater. That is not how a nutcracker was meant to be used.
Ugh.
Are you drinking mouthwash?
It's peppermint schnapps.
And here I thought the Christmas spirit had completely passed you by. Merry Christmas, ma'am.
Sit on a fir tree. What is it now? Hello?
Down here!
Oh.
Merry Christmas!
Great. An elf. You'd better come in.
I like your spiky boots.
I like your ugly Christmas sweater.
Oh no. I knew the tinsel bows were a mistake. Oh, stupid Minty! Do you think Santa thinks it's ugly? Maybe he's lost all respect for my gay apparel. Oh, I should have gone with the jaunty neon pink penguins, only the hem started to unravel.
Whoa, whoa, sorry. I forgot elves don't do irony. Your sweater is very festive. Punishingly so, even.
Really?
Sure. Can I get you something to drink? You have a choice of peppermint schnapps or peppermint schnapps with tap water.
Good old P&T. That's Santa's favorite. Like father, like daughter.
Whoops. Looks like I'm all out of schnapps. What does my dad want?
There's been a theft!
Uh-huh.
Someone stole the Bethlehem Star.
Oh, no. Not the Bethlehem Star.
I know. It's horrible. But it's true. If we move fast, I bet we can track it down by supper time.
Well, as much as I'd love to drop everything, climb into my dad's sleigh, and spend the next 5 hours staring at the manure-producing end of a reindeer, that's a no for me, sled dog. I don't take cases over Christmas, and I definitely don't take cases at the North Pole. The only red and green I want to see are the blood and guts in the alien autopsy marathon I'm starting the second I slam the door behind you.
Please? Oh, please, you have to come. What if I double your rate?
Why doesn't Santa just replace the star? The North Pole must be lousy with tree toppers.
It's an heirloom made of solid gold. They say it can give comfort to the coldest heart. The elves need it.
Boo-hoo.
Santa said you're the best detective in the Northern Hemisphere, and he wants you on the case.
Quadruple my rate, plus expenses.
Done.
Ugh, let's get this over with. I assume the sleigh is on the roof.
Oh.
I have an extendable ladder somewhere.
Your dad sort of didn't exactly send the sleigh.
What did he send?
I take back everything bad I ever said about the sleigh.
Not full air traffic control to Snow Goose. You are looking a little wobbly. Everything copacetic up there? Over?
No! It's not copacetic! My legs are dangling off the sides of a toy plane! My feet are ice sculptures!
Ice sculptures of what?
Of human feet!
Oh, we're almost there! We just have to aim for those sparkling red and white lights!
At the North Pole?
Snow Goose to air traffic control. I'm beginning my final descent. Over.
Not unless you want to take out the Christmas market, you're not. Over.
Oh, well then I'll aim for those other red and white lights. Oh, or is it those? Oh, those are pretty.
Goodbye, world. You're a cold rock full of terrible people, but I loved your death metal.
We should start investigating.
I'm not making a snow angel. Your crash landing flung me spread eagle into a snowdrift. I think my ankle is sprained.
You know what they say, no pain, no pain.
I think you mean no pain, no gain.
Nope, Mom definitely always says, no pain, no pain. What are you talking about, Minty? There's no pain on the North Pole. Everything is perfect.
Ugh. Ooh. Okay. Then let's make like the wise men and see about a stupid star. Ten years since I left and it looks exactly the same.
That's not true. We added new statues of Santa there, there, and there.
My brain blocks his face out automatically. If you had a solid gold star, what would you do with it?
Ooh, bake a secret room into my gingerbread house, buy a second tree, put the star on top, and feel private Christmas thrills every day.
You wouldn't sell it?
Oh, no. The foundry would recognize it.
What about fences?
Around the foundry?
No, I mean, who in town buys stolen goods?
That would be illegal.
Great. Okay. Let's ask around.
While we're here in the village, maybe you can help me pick out a gift for Santa. I want to get him something he loves, but he's very...
mean, disapproving, narcissistic.
Particular.
Last year, I got him a basket of loose raccoons. This year, I got him rabies shots.
I wouldn't want to step on your toes, but there must be something. It's just, last year, he used the sweater I knit him to pick up after Blitzen. And I'm sure he really appreciated the sturdy weave in that instance, but...
Yikes.
So this year, it's gotta be perfect. Minty's good at her job, and Santa values her, and he's gonna love her gifts.
Let's go check out the wrapping paper factory. They're closest to the tree. Maybe they saw something.
Gift wrapping, of course! Is Santa more of a cartoon paper and three bows guy, or is he more about one elegant flat ribbon on matching matte crimson?
Let's focus on the case.
I was thinking a velvet box embroidered with smiles.
I mean the Bethlehem Star case.
Oh. Oh no!
What?
Someone wrapped the factory in yellow ribbon!
That's not ribbon. That's crime scene tape. The bows are a nice touch.
Excuse me! Merry Christmas! Do you know what's going on?
Merry Christmas! There's been a terrible accident. An elf fell into the wrapping paper press.
Ooh! I mean, that's terrible. We should investigate.
What about the Bethlehem Star?
Death trumps theft, Minty.
Death? Who says they're dead? Maybe they're just... flatter.
Only one way to find out.
I thought it was just one elf who'd fallen into the printing press, but look! There must be hundreds
not the body. That's wrapping paper printed with elves.
Oh!
Candy Claw's private eye. Who are you?
I'm Yuli. I found the body.
Where is it?
Right here. In this jar.
That is a lot of bloody elf goo. So many bone shards.
Is your friend okay?
She'll come to. At least the cause of death is straightforward.
Miss Claus, are you sure the one dead body in town is where you want to start your visit?
Are you kidding me? Of course it is. I'm a gumshoe, a sleuth, a private dick. Death is my bread. Murder is my butter. And I like it slathered on thick.
Murder? What do you mean murder?
He might have been pushed.
I hate to speak ill of the dead, but I think he jumped. Jangles wasn't so jingly lately. About a year ago, he slowed down so much that, gosh, it's hard to say out loud.
What?
He got put on gift bag duty.
Oh my god! Oh! It's not me, is it? Please! I'll polish every snowflake!
Good, you're up. Is gift bag duty bad?
I die of shame! Except then, they'd bury me in a gift bag.
It's children's work. Pretty embarrassing for a grown elf to be assigned with the under fives.
Nothing says Christmas like a casual attitude towards child labor. All right, get me a colander.
Why?
I want to search the body. Meet me in the break room in an hour.
Candy! Are you done with the body?
Yeah. Hey, I know I said I wanted to borrow these gloves, but I don't think the blood's going to come out of the puffballs.
That's okay. I have plenty of work to keep my hands warm. Marmalade is teaching me origami.
Yuli says it improves GPM.
Gifts per minute.
Minty's going to tell Santa how hard I've been working to improve, right? Isn't that right?
Uh-huh. Sometimes I could talk at him when his head is stuck in a practice chimney.
Uh-huh. Well, that... there is a very nice starfish.
It's supposed to be a nutcracker.
Oh.
You can have it.
Thanks. I'll keep my eyes out for weak nuts.
Yuli can crack almonds with his origami. That's why he's been employee of the month for the last 800 months. His GPM is 5, and everyone calls him Crease Lightning.
So Yuli's a superstar. What about Jangles?
It's so sad that he's gone. Just when he turned his life around.
What do you mean?
You know about his great shame?
The gift bags?
Shh! It's rude to make people sad.
Is that another one of your mom's sayings?
Yes, it is!
Sounds like our moms would get along great.
You mean Mrs. Claus?
No.
But...
oh, this is always so entertaining.
But she's Santa's wife.
Who wants a snow cone? I can get everyone a plain snow cone!
If Mrs. Claus isn't your mom, that means...
almost there, Marmalade. Ding, ding, ding. I wanted to call my agency Bastard Investigations, but the piece of dough who calls himself a city clerk refused to register the name. Marmalade? Earth to Marmalade? Quick, make me an origami snowball.
I'm okay. I'm okay. I pushed the bad thought down.
Good for you. You were telling me about Jangles?
Well, about a month ago, his speed picked up. He moved back to the big boys' table, started rapping so fast, I couldn't even see his hands.
So he wasn't sad?
Not at all. If anything, he was too happy. Like, I can't think of anything that's too happy.
No such thing until we get to Elf Heaven.
Ugh.
What are you making, Marmalade? Some kind of... diseased wombat?
It's supposed to be a reindeer.
You're the best in the department at origami snowballs.
Thanks.
You really are.
How did things go with the, Jangles jar?
Actually, I found a big clue. Something that could crack this case like creme brulee. When I put the jar back in the storeroom, lock the door. I don't want anyone tampering with vital evidence. So keep this between us. Can you move a little to the left? There's a broom handle digging into my spine.
Is that better?
Yeah.
You still haven't told me what we're looking for in this closet. I thought you you already found the big clue.
Minty, there is no clue.
But you said...
I told a bunch of elves to keep a secret. So the whole factory should know by now. And anyone with something to hide might come back and try to destroy the big clue.
Is that why you put a sign on the door that said, no entry, top secret murder evidence?
I didn't want to overdo it on subtlety. Wait, why did you think I was folded up in an elf-sized broom closet?
I assumed you love brooms! And darkness! And buckets!
Only when those buckets are positioned directly under a leaking schnapps pipe. Like this one.
I have a question.
Lucky for you, this bucket schnapps has put me in an answering mood.
When you said Jangles might have jumped, what did he mean? I mean, isn't the paper press dangerous?
Yeah, I think that was the idea.
So, was he trying to fix the machine from the inside while he was running?
No, Minty. I mean, maybe he punched his own ticket.
The one for the Christmas Eve pageant?
How do I explain this? He took a long walk off a short pier, went through the self-checkout, took himself to a farm upstate.
To hang out with the retired reindeer?
I mean, maybe he got so sad that he wanted to die.
Oh, like when Santa yells at me and I walk across the thinnest part of the ice on Gumdrop Lake and imagine plunging into the welcoming cold forever. Don't worry, I only go to the lake to research Gumdrop, the winter squid.
Who?
Very funny.
I'm serious.
You don't know about Gumdrop the Winter Squid? The jolly old man of the deep?
No.
No? Ugh, this is why I want to get into the carols department. With the right song, he could be bigger than Rudolph. Gumdrop the Winter Squid.
If one more person sings a carol at me today, they're going to need more than a colander to strain the body.
Ooh.
Maybe a cheesecloth. So that's what you want? To help the carols department in their Spanish Inquisition against the human eardrum?
Yes. Oh, yes. With both my hearts. If Santa gives me a good recommendation, I can go anywhere. Tree farming, reindeer training, stuffed animals. The world's my chestnut.
The last time I ate a chestnut, it burned the roof of my mouth.
Shh. Someone's coming.
What do they look like?
Pointy green cap? Sparkly striped tights?
Probably an elf.
Stunning deduction.
I want to look. Am I hurting your legs?
No, they fell asleep hours ago.
Oh my god, it's Yuli with a box of origami paper.
Let me look. He's got a lighter. Shit.
Maybe he's making paper lanterns.
Really?
What else could you use paper and a lighter for?
Destroying evidence. With a sizable fire spreading rapidly towards this closet full of flammable schnapps?
It's not that full anymore.
Minty.
You drink a lot of it. We should probably leave.
Oh, really? I thought I'd stay and roast marshmallows.
Ooh, yes, please. I have travel skewers.
No, Minty, we have to go. Oh, no.
What's wrong? Why are you floppy?
My legs are asleep. You go ahead. Tell everyone I died doing what I love, drinking and watching the world burn.
Oh, no, you don't. Not on my watch. Happy thoughts, Minty. Minty is strong. Minty has powerful muscles.
What is happening? Okay, I'm being fully lifted.
Minty has legs like Douglas firs. No pain, no pain. There's no pain at Christmas time. Are you, done making your snow angel?
Once again, Minty? Ugh, it's pointless. You're really strong.
Elves are like ants.
Living meaningless lives of drudgery?
No, we're very light, but we can lift way more than our body weight.
Okay, I think we better go to the Winter Palace after I make a few stops.
But...
The faster you run, the more your bells will jingle. If I ever find the person who made every staircase in the Winter Palace out of clear ice, I'm going to stab her with her own buttress until she dies of hypothermia. What's next? Ice toilets?
Only in the south wing.
The palace is dead center on the pole. All the wings are south wings.
We can do this tomorrow. There's no rush.
No, let's get it over with.
Okay, it's just, well, You see, the thing is, okay, you know how sometimes if you really want to surprise someone, you wrap a gift in a weirdly shaped box so that the person won't know what that gift is?
What are you talking about?
I have to tell you.
Tell me later.
Blake Crandall. Paid for a lap dance in Bitcoin. Naughty list. Celine Montgomery. Volunteered to wash the dishes, but scrubbed her mother's cast iron skillet with soap. Celine. I'll put her in the maybe pile.
The prodigal daughter returns.
Candy, what are you doing here?
What?
Santa doesn't know you're here!
What?
I lied! I'm a dirty liar and a bad elf. Stupid Minty.
So that thing about wanting the best detective in the Northern Hemisphere?
Wait, Tom Gunderson is here?
Nice to see you too, Dad.
Merry early Christmas, Santa.
Lucky me.
You always said it's all about the kids, so I brought you your own.
Hello, Candy. Delivering your demands in person this year?
It's a Christmas list, not a ransom note.
Not the way your mother does it.
Whatever. As touched as I am by this family reunion, I'm here on business.
Candy solved a murder.
Murder? The North Pole hasn't had a murder in 500 years. Are you talking about that unfortunate accident in the wrapping paper factory?
It wasn't an accident. And I've invited a special guest to prove it.
Hello? I got here as fast as I could.
Well, buckle up, because I'm about to rip the shiny paper off this box of lies. Yuli's the murderer!
What?
That's right. Let's review the facts. A year ago, Jangles the elf was so horribly depressed that he had to be put on gift bag duty. Until a month ago, when everything turned around. His GPM shot through the gingerbread roof. I looked up the stats on the way here. You know what our victim's GPM was for December?
I know this! 2. 3.5. 1.5!
It's not a game show, Minty. It was 6.4. He was on track to beat Yuli's all-time record.
No one can sustain those speeds. He would have crumpled in the Christmas rush like an almond in one of my origami nutcrackers.
If you really believed that, you wouldn't have pushed him into the wrapping paper press.
I hope you have proof.
She doesn't. The body burned in the fire.
No, it didn't. That was a decoy. I brought you an early Christmas present, Dad.
A jar full of reddish-brown goo. Well, that's just what I've always wanted.
Note to self, buy Santa goo.
I can explain why you found my jingle bell on the body.
Aha!
What jingle bell?
The one Yuli just led us straight to. That's why you burned it all down. Show me your wrist. Right there, a missing bell. I bet it's still trapped in the wrapping paper press.
Minty, go search the factory.
Yes, Santa! Merry Christmas, Santa!
I didn't do it!
It's okay, Yuli, I get it. Seeing an elf just out of gift bags closing in on your record, you couldn't stand it.
I was trying to save him!
You were trying to save yourself. I hope your stocking has load-bearing stitching, because you're getting lumps of coal in bulk this year.
Well, guess what? My stocking does have load-bearing stitching. I did it myself, with golden thread.
Actually, we're moving away from coal. We do 50% solar credits now.
Gross.
Santa knows I didn't do it. Please, sir, I've been one of your top performers for years and years and years. I've gotten so many paper cuts gift wrapping, I don't even have fingerprints anymore. Please!
I'm gonna have to sack you, Yuli.
Do you mean fire me or put me in the Santa sack?
Both.
Please, no!
Don't make me get my licorice whips.
Dad!
What? I'd buy them from Germany. The elves think they're too salty.
It's true. They're awful.
Get over here.
No!
Ooh, a gumball.
I found it. I found the missing jingle bell. I ran all the way there and all the way back, but can't hear it at all. Oh, have I lost my Christmas spirit, Santa?
You can't hear the bell, Minty, because it's been flattened into a millimeter-thin gold disc.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, as much as I hate to admit it, you've got motive, method, and evidence tying Yuli to the crime scene. Congratulations, Candy. You cracked the case.
You know what? I think I know what I want for Christmas.
No, I knew there'd be a catch.
I want a job.
Really? You want a job? The kind that involves work. This from the girl who used to cry about working half a shift in the rock candy mines.
I was 4.
The reindeer jerky factory in Anchorage might need a new foreman.
The what?
No, I want a job here.
Doing what?
If you say carols, I'll jump off a reindeer.
I want to be the North Pole's first PI.
Ooh.
Look, things in Fairbanks have been a little thin. I'm tired of chasing down the same cheating husband over and over. I had to give his wife a punch card. And the elves are such toadies. You need someone who's not afraid to ask questions.
Questions take up valuable smiling time.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather have a shiny red truck? 4-wheel drive? Little hula boy on the dashboard? Glove compartment cookie oven?
I can already smell the snickerdoodles.
No, no truck.
But you hate it here.
What I hate is you acting like everything here is kittens and ponies.
Yeah! Kittens and ponies are 6% of our output, max.
The North Pole has a seedy underbelly, and I'm not just talking about the Earth. I'm tired of you sweeping your dirty business under the rug. I'm gonna shed a little sunlight on this place.
The next sunrise is in March.
I'm very patient.
Shit.
Don't swear, or Santa won't visit this year.
Uh-huh. So in this scenario, I won't be visiting myself.
Hey, you'll finally know how it feels.
Fine.
And I want Minty's help setting up shop, if that's all right with her.
Can I, Santa? Can I please?
Mrs. Claus is not going to be happy about this.
Quiet down in there.
Are you sure you don't want me to carry him?
Yuli, he weighs about as much as a helium balloon.
Is everything okay? The corners of your mouth keep getting lower.
Can you take Yuli to jail for me? I forgot something back at the palace.
Ugh.
Dad?
What? What is it? Did Yuli escape?
What? No. Minty has him. I have to ask you something. When you put someone on the naughty list, how does it feel?
2 millennia, and you're the first person to ask me how it feels instead of which side you're on. Yeah. I suppose I just, know. Like I know what color someone's obscene Christmas sweater is.
Mostly flesh tones. I did the embroidery myself.
It's nice to see you in something other than black for once. Why do you want to know about the naughty list?
Sometimes I get hunches. That turn out to be true. When I touch someone naughty, I get cold, prickly goosebumps. I dated a lot of frat boys in Tallahassee to save money on AC. But when I grabbed Yuli, I didn't feel anything.
So your hunch was off. You're only half Santa.
Still.
Take the win, Candy. Set a good example for the elves for once.
Yeah, okay. But will you check the list? Twice?
I always do. Stop worrying. And welcome back to the North Pole.
Candy's suspect looks good for the crime, but not all is as it seems. Does Candy have the right elf? And more importantly, will she be able to find a subletter for her studio apartment in Fairbanks, hot plate included? Will the North Pole warm her heart like Holly's overproof peppermint schnapps warms the cold hours of a double shift in an understaffed wrapping paper factory? Find out next week on Candy Claws. Private Eye.
Hi everyone, this is Ella Gale, the writer and director of Candy Claws Private Eye. If you're enjoying this show, the best way to help us is to leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening and to tell a friend. I couldn't have made this show without my producer, Dylan McGran-Wells. In episode 1, Candy was played by Allie Dixon. Minty was played by Mujan Zulfikari. Our narrator is John Ennis. Santa was played by Kyle Kinane. The police officer was Rudy Schultz. Marmalade was played by Joanne Schinderle. Yuli was played by Jordan Dahl, and Air Traffic Control was played by Dylan McGran-Wells. Post sound by Chapter 4, sound supervision and sound design by Sarah Gibb-Alaska. Additional sound editing by Natalie Escudero, Natalie Cordero, and Zachary Spicer. Our composer and musician was Jillian Durkee. Our singers were Jillian Durkee, Alicia Scott, and Meredith Strang. Sound recording by Dylan McGran-Wells. Dialogue editing by Ella Gale. Special thanks to Phil and Ellen Goulding. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas.